Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday here in Philadelphia as we look forward to the Eagles and the Steelers on Sunday afternoon. So we got a lot of football talk coming up. Carson Wentz, the Eagles, their defense, which I want to start with here. We'll get to some NFL picks later on and check in with a buddy of ours who used to work here at WIP who's now out in Pittsburgh. So a lot to talk about this evening on this show. I want to start here with really, it's about the game Sunday, but it's about this season. And we focus here in Philadelphia a lot, and rightfully so, on Carson Wentz. I talk a lot about Carson Wentz. I think we all have to. He's the quarterback of the Eagles, and he's the most important player on the team because of that status he has. And it is an offensive league right now. But it's funny that the one thing that I think we are ignoring or not talking enough about, and maybe not giving, you know, paying enough attention to how much this matters for this team in this year, is something that this city used to talk about over and over and over. I mean, the thing that this city at one point loved before the NFL kind of changed and moved away from this as being the backbone of most teams, you know what I'm talking about, the defense. A defense here in Philadelphia. And over the last 2 weeks, something has happened here, and I think it's happened on the field, but it's also happened in my mind as I've watched this football team. My mind has changed on the Eagles. My overall expectation for what they can be has changed, and it has nothing to do with Carson Wentz leading some nice drives late in games, although that helps. It has nothing to do with Doug Peterson's play calling, although that helps. It has everything to do with what I believe is the best unit on this team and the part of this team that I think is going to keep them in contention all year. Forget all these tank, they're going to go 3-12-1, the four wins, top of the draft stuff. No, you know why? Their defense is too good. Led by a defensive line that right now is too good to have a bad football team around it. 215-592-9494. Last 2 weeks, let's just put this in perspective. The last 2 weeks, the Eagles, all they've done is hit Joe Burrow and hit Nick Mullins. And I understand Nick Mullins is a backup quarterback, but all they've done is hit the opposing quarterback over and over and over again. The last 2 weeks have been, in my eyes, the best back-to-back, you know, week spans the Eagles' defensive line has had since 2018. They were never this good last year, never once. Yeah, they beat up the Jets that one game and then beat up Luke Falk and put up a bunch of stats that they kind of carried with them the entire season. They weren't that consistent. They weren't that good. The last 2 weeks, what we've seen out of the Eagles' defensive line is exactly the kind of defense you need to carry a suspect offense, to carry an offense that, quite frankly, right now is below average. That's not good enough. And they have that. I mean, you look at some of the numbers on this defensive line and this sack unit, it's off the charts. I mean, the last 2 weeks, it's been a quarterback pressure after quarterback. I think 28 quarterback hits the last 2 weeks. They have 17 sacks so far in four games. This is, and it's four games, right? It's a quarter of the season. They are on pace to have more sacks this season than any year of Buddy Ryan or Jim Johnson. Like, think about that for 1 second. That the 2020 Eagles, I wish it was 19. That was a better year. The 2020 Eagles, through four games, are on pace to have the most sacks in Eagles franchise history. Okay, and if it was one guy, if it was one player, if the Eagles had their version of an Aaron Donald or a younger J.J. Watt or a Von Miller or whoever, Shaq Barrett, Khalil Mack, as we watched those guys last time, if you had one player like that, I would be, you know, I think it'd be a little more reserved. I would say, well, teams are going to start double and triple teaming that guy. Someone else is going to have to step up. That's not the case here. The Eagles go eight deep on this defensive line. This rotation isn't just working, it is wearing teams down. Of the 17 sacks through four games, 11 have come in the second half. Eight of those 11 have come in the fourth quarter overtime. They are wearing down the opponent. 215-592-9494. What I am proposing tonight, and what I believe at this point watching this football team, is that this Eagles team could be the opposite of what the rest of the NFL seems like it is when it comes to contenders. What are contenders right now in the NFL? How many points could you score? How many yards could you throw for? And how many shootouts can you win? That's not going to be this Eagles team. I'm sorry to break everyone's heart. It's not going to happen. This offense is going to wake up on Sunday and start averaging 30 points. It's not going to happen. They don't have enough. They have a lot of injuries. And the quarterback right now is just not capable of consistently throwing the ball accurately enough to score a bunch of points on good or even pretty good defenses. That's not happening. The Eagles' path to contention, and I believe it's going to happen. I believe the Eagles are going to contend for the playoffs all year. They have a defensive line and a defense now that is good enough to keep them in this. 215-592-9494. So you have the defensive line, which has been outstanding. You've got Josh Sweat with three sacks in four games. Derek Barnett on Sunday, that's the best game I've ever seen him play in the NFL. He was pushing Trent Williams around. Fletcher Cox isn't the player he was a couple years ago, but Fletcher Cox is still a good player. Brandon Graham is, I'll give Brandon Graham a lot of credit. I didn't think he was going to age this well. He's still a very good football player. Malik Jackson has been a gigantic addition, as we thought he would be, but you know, seeing it with your eyes for the first time in an Eagle uniform, you realize like this guy is legit. They're eight deep there. Remember the year they won the Super Bowl? That's all we talked about, this great defensive line rotation. Well, they have that formula working right now. They have a defensive line that is right up there with anyone in the NFL, especially with the injuries out in San Francisco. They have a number one corner in Darius Slay, who has been every bit of that so far. And they also have some depth in the secondary that maybe in the last couple years they didn't. When they had to put someone else out there when there was an injury, that guy got torched. And on Sunday, it was Jalen Mills. Jalen Mills had to come in for Avante Maddox. He didn't get torched. He played fine. I think the Eagles' defense is good enough to keep them in contention for a playoff spot all season. 215-592-9494. Here's what we'll start with tonight. Do you trust this defense? Yes, I know, and I'm sure Tucker's going to remind me, this is the same defense that a few weeks ago here against the Rams got torched. I recognize it. It happened. But throughout this season, they have been way better than that in three of the four games. They were good in that first game against Washington. The offense hung them out to dry over and over and over again with short fields. I thought, all things considered, against the Bengals, they were good for basically five quarters holding them down. Burrow had a bunch of passing yards, but they did a good job in that game. And last week, they won the game. They actually took the ball away for the first time all year, and they won the game. They wrecked that game. 2 weeks in a row, the Eagles' defense has hit the quarterback play after play after play. This team's not going to have a great offense. But for the first time in a long time, in Philadelphia, a city that used to be built on defense, I'm telling you right now, this Eagles' defense has opened my eyes, and I believe they're good enough to make this team stay in playoff contention the whole year. Even with all the offensive issues, even with Carson Wentz playing like crap for most of this year, even with this team's injury after injury at the skill position players, at wide receiver. Even with all that, I believe they're going to be in the game on Sunday against a Steelers team that's 7-point favorites. And I believe they have a real chance to steal one of these next two games against Pittsburgh or Baltimore. You know why? Because the defense is real. I trust the Eagles' defense to make this team and put this team in position to contend all year. Do you? 215-592-9494. Do you trust the defense? Are you with me on this? After the last 2 weeks, watching them, what they've done, and the pass rush revving up to a level that we haven't seen this. We haven't seen an Eagles defense get after the quarterback in back-to-back weeks like this in years. And as much as Carson Wentz's clutch play at the end of the game last week was kind of the hope we could springboard that hope into this week and into the rest of the season, I think the defensive performance and specifically that defensive line, that's a bigger deal. Like, that's more sustainable. That can last. That can stick. That could be what puts the Eagles, you know, in the playoffs. I don't think it's a ridiculous notion. 3 weeks ago, it felt like it. but the defense is real. 215-592-9494. I trust the Eagles defense. It's the one part of this team I feel like I know what I'm getting from. And it's the one unit, that defensive line, that I think has a chance to be among the best in the entire NFL the rest of the way. I trust the defense. I believe in this defensive line. I think the Eagles defense is good enough to save this season and put them in contention. 215-592-9494. And you factor in the NFC East, which does not need 12 or 13 wins to win it. Heck, it probably doesn't even need 10. And if I get a defensive line that is playing like the Eagles is right now, and I have a team that could steal games because their defensive line wrecks the game, that's what last week was. They just went to, they went on the road against a better team, a team that was favored, and wrecked the game. They stole that game last week because their defensive line was that good. And I don't see why they can't do it against other teams. That was Kyle Shanahan's offense last week. He had no answer for them. Could not block them. That was Trent Williams at left tackle last week. Had no answer for Derek Barnett play after play. Something's brewing there. Something is cooking with this defensive line. I didn't expect them to be this good. Maybe I was a little down on them compared to what they've been so far, but my goodness, something's happening there. 215-592-9494. I'm a believer. I trust this Eagles defense. I believe in this defensive line. Tucker, it's going to keep them in it all year. What do you think?
I do like this defense, Joe. And if you had to pick which of the three, you know, units on this team that I believe the most in, taking out Cam Johnston, who's on his way to being the greatest punter in the history of organized football.
And this is where you get the Cam Johnston fan club, right here on the
evening
show.
Right here on the evening show. You know they had him on the morning show?
Listen.
Not to completely throw everything out of whack, but
I'm holding a grudge.
I saw that this morning and went, you know, they probably listened to us talk about him and said, we got to get that guy.
I mean, they didn't because it was at 9:45 at night and they're all sleeping. But I have a grudge. I asked for one Eagles player ever to be on the show. Asked for. I mean, there's been a few over the years, like at pep rallies for playoff games. But I asked for one. It was the punter, and the morning show stole him. So I'm on edge about that.
Anyway. I mean, that's just the morning show flexing their muscle. I get it. But when I look at this defense, I do think they're good, right? And I trust Jim Schwartz, and Jim Schwartz has been nothing if not consistent, right? Like, the Eagles have never had a top three defense. I think they're top four in points allowed in 2017. But they've never really had a truly elite, elite defense, right? And when I look at what teams have won based on their defense, which teams have gone deep in the playoffs based on their defense in the last 10 years, the only two that really stick out or the Broncos, who won Super Bowl 50, and the Seahawks with early Russell Wilson, right? But even though Seahawks teams had a good, efficient offense, and even that Broncos team, even though Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards downfield, he was still smart enough not to turn the ball over. And that's kind of what this comes down to. And I don't know if I can trust the offense to give the defense a chance to save this season. Because if you look, the Eagles' defense right now is first in yards per drive, they're first in opponent's time per possession.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? I mean, that's fantastic. But they're 10th in points per drive because they keep giving up terrible, terrible field position because the offense turns the ball over. Like, I guess this becomes more of a referendum on Carson Wentz, on Miles Sanders, on those guys to hold on to the football. But I don't think in 2020 you can win that way. I don't think in a league based on offense, in a league that just is letting offenses run free, right? Like, we're talking about all-time highs in points and yards and quarterback rating, and everything is through the roof offensively. To win that way is just impossible now. And especially when you can't hold on to the ball, if the defense doesn't get a fair shot every single week, that's going to be tough. Like, when we go back to the Washington game, I thought the defense played pretty well. They just got hung out to dry by three turnovers.
They did. Now, look, it's a hard way to win. It's not an easy way to win, and it makes things a chore every week, but I believe it could be done. And we've seen other teams, like Tucker mentioned a couple teams that won a championship. You see it every year, though. There's one or two teams a year that goes into the playoffs, makes the playoffs, wins enough to get into contention. They have a suspect offense. Last year, I mean, the Patriots rode that for most of the season. And yeah, I'm talking about Tom Brady. He wasn't very good last year. They rode a suspect offense. You can do it. And I believe this Eagles team has the formula to do that. If they don't turn the ball over, I believe they're going to win more games than anyone here thought 2 weeks ago because this defensive line is that good. I'm all in. I'm all in on this defensive line being season wreckers and really season savers for a suspect offense. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles defense is good enough? Do you trust it to keep them in contention all year? I do. I trust Jim Schwartz, but I trust this defensive line. They have eight guys. Eight guys. This is not a one-man show. There's eight guys here that are getting after the quarterback. Ridgeway the other night on Sunday night. Graham is still playing at a good level. And then you got the Barnett plays. Josh Sweat with three sacks in four games. They've got something there. And I believe it's their ticket to staying in this thing all year. 215-592-9494. Craig is in New Jersey. Craig is up on WIP. Hey, Craig.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm with you. I believe 100% in the defense, and I think they're just good enough to back us up while Wentz, you know, shakes off the dust, because I still believe in Wentz right now. I believe in our team. Do you remember in 2016, nobody believed, and then through 2017, nobody believed. We were underdogs the whole year. Now we're underdogs again.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know what? And Craig, defensive lines and defenses, they always seem to play a little better when they have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to have to have it. They're going to have that chip on their shoulder because they're going to have to bring it every week.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. And I've seen them, you know, stepping up, each one of them. Like, our D-line, like, nobody's, like, killing us rushing or nothing. You know?
No, they're doing a good job against both. And really, and Craig, I appreciate the phone call. Look, the underdog mentality thing, that was a burst in the playoffs. I don't know if you could do the underdog thing all year, because here's the reality. If you win enough games, you're not going to be an underdog much longer. That's what happens to underdogs. They're plucky, and they surprise you, and then all of a sudden they win three in a row, and you look at the line the next week like, oh, they're four-point favorites. So the underdog thing only works for so much, and usually in short bursts. I'm not worried about all that. I'm just worried about how the Eagles get from where they were to start this season into the playoffs. And I said it last week. I sat here last Friday, 1 week ago. I said, this season's not over yet. I'm not ready to give up. And I watched that game on Sunday. We've talked throughout all week about what it was, what it means. And I really believe the one thing to take out of that game from last week that we can move forward with into this game against the Steelers. It's not Carson Wentz. It's not a clutch drive. It's not a clutch throw. He should be able to make that throw. He should be able to put... what do they have, 18 offensive points? That wasn't the turnaround. The turnaround I have seen the last couple weeks is the defense. They got torched by the Rams. They got embarrassed. I mean, Jim Schwartz got embarrassed by Sean McVay that day. Since then, I mean, they have done a really good job. The Eagles have played, what, nine-ish, 8.5 quarters or almost 9 quarters of football since that Rams game? And they've given up how many offensive points? 41? Is that it or less? Well, they have 20. What's the final score last week? 20?
25-20 and then 23. So 43 points total allowed by the Eagles.
43 points total allowed in basically 9 quarters.
Correct.
Yeah, that's good. And they have a million sacks in that time. And I look to Sunday against Pittsburgh, and I say if there's like the one way the Eagles win the game is this way. I don't think there's something coming we're not expecting. I don't think Carson Wentz is suddenly going to just, boom, wake up and Ortega Whiteside, he's ready to go. And we're going to score, 35 points. I don't see that. Their one way to win is this way, and I think they can do it. 215-592-9494. I trust the defense. I'm in. It's been two straight weeks where they've impressed me. Are you in? Do you buy in to the Eagles winning with defense? It is so foreign to us now. I mean, that used to be a calling card. And really not that long ago. It doesn't go back to Buddy Ryan. I mean, just go to the chair I'm sitting in right now. Ike Reese's chair. That team won on defense. Yeah, they had Andy Reid, one of the great offensive minds ever. They have Donovan McNabb, the best franchise quarterback this team's ever had. But the early years of that was they won on defense. They did not win with offense. That they didn't.
But there's a difference between having a slow offense and having an offense that's a detriment to the team.
Yes.
Right? Like, you can have an offense. I mean, even take the Titans last year. Right? Even though Ryan Tannehill put up one of the craziest passing lines you'll ever see, and they basically ran Derrick Henry 40 times a game, they only averaged like 20 points a game,
yep.
And they won on defense. But their offense didn't lose them games, right? Their offense was efficient enough to score points when it needed to, right? Like, everyone points to Trent Dilfer and the 2000 Ravens as kind of the model for this.
And that's the extreme model.
And that's the extreme model, but Trent Dilfer had one job. Don't turn the ball over.
And that team didn't score a touchdown for like a month during the season.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
But they also didn't turn it over, right? Like, when Carson Wentz is throwing two interceptions a game, the idea of, hey, you know what, we'll just let the defense go out and win this game, and if we score 17, we'll win, it doesn't really work if the defense is being stuck with 30-yard fields three, four times a game.
Without a doubt. But I expect that to change. For as much as I am skeptical of Carson Wentz and his future, I do not think we're going to get five or six more games from him like we got the first few weeks of the year. I just don't. I think we're going to see more like we saw on Sunday night against San Francisco. And that formula can win. It's not pretty. You're not going to be, you know, saying, wow, the Eagles are just destroying everyone. That's not coming this year. But this defense, this defensive line, I am all in. I believe this defensive line and this defense is good enough. Yes, this one, the one that struggled against the Rams 3 weeks ago, is good enough to keep this team in playoff contention all year. 215-592-9494. Are you a believer? Are you with me on this defense? Are you in on what we've seen the last 2 weeks in this pass rush? I think it is the biggest thing that could change the trajectory of this team, which looked bad 3 weeks ago and now is obviously on a little upswing here after win. 215-592-9494. A ton to get into. We start here. Do you believe the Eagles' defense is good enough to keep this team in playoff contention all year? I do. Tucker thinks I'm crazy on this. 215-592-9494. That's a hop aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.